Hello, my name is Alexander Belkin, also known as Sanya. I am working for MariaDB Corporation as a developer. Today I want to tell you about Union Intersect and Accept operation in MariaDB server. So roots of this operation could be found in mathematics. In mathematics there are three popular operation of sets. First is union, in SQL also union. The result is objects from the both sets. Then it will be intersections or intersect in SQL words. The result is objects which belong to both sets. Indifference. In SQL it's called except. In some SQL servers it's called also minus. So the result will be objects which belong to the first set but not to the second. Also I put here a mathematical representation of the operation, but you will not need it in SQL. So set, according to the definition, is collection of distinct objects. So distinct operation most closely represent mathematical analogs. Here I used Vault database. It's standard database in MariaDB TestSuite and contains of probably outdated statistics about countries, cities, and languages. So let's try to find biggest country. So country could be biggest by population or by surface area. So we want both. And here we just order countries by population and take top five. Then union result with the same table, but ordered by surface area, and then taking top five. And we got eight records, not 10, eight, because there were some duplications and distinct operation remove them. So here, pay attention that union used without distinct, because distinct is default, so you can just mention it or skip it, the result will be the same. Also, I used global order by name, just to have a stable result set, not depending on how internally server produce results. It's good to do if you doing some test suites or something like this. But if you use union or just any query in the from clause, usually order by is useless because after that table will be joined and it's not preserve the order. So in most times server just drop order by in this case. Also, I recommend to put selects in brackets if you, especially if you use order by or limit clause. Why? So let's change a bit this query. We added columns population and surface area and removed brackets around last select as well as global order by. And the result is a bit disappointing. Why? Just because server thinks that the query is this. So the last order by treated as a global order by. It's historically in the server and we could not remove such interpretation because it's used somewhere by clients. But here, what we doing here, we just take first five by population, then union them with all table about countries. So it's, we got all countries, then order them by surface area and take first five. So it's not what we wanted. So probably this query has no sense. So and definitely it's not what we wanted. So please pay attention to the brackets. And what about the duplicates? We can easily find them by intersect query, which return countries which are in both lists. And you can see here. Also, try to find countries which are really among biggest by population, but not among biggest by surface area. And you can just do it with except. Like here. All instruct server do not remove duplicates. Okay, so result should be in some terms obvious, like in union, it's clear what will be the result. Here we just used our first query, but with all, and you see duplicates are present here, so 10 records returned, everything is here. Then about intersect and accept all, it's a bit more complicated stuff. And to show it more clear, I used quite artificial examples because everything which I could invent was either huge or had very bad database schema. I don't want to show examples with bad database schema. So I think it's better this way. Also, I used a table value constructor as selects, which make query self descriptive, so everything is in query. So let's take a look on intersect all. I think the best representation would be matching records from both sets, and if a record found match, it will not be used for matching anymore. So we match first one here, then two, and then second two, and or everything which we match got into the result set. It's one, two, and two. And there was no match or peer for three and second one and four, so they're not there in the result. With except, it could be represented the same way, but we just remove from the first result set matched records. So here, three and the second one has no peer in the second result set, so they got as a result. So for a long time we had only union operation, and with union everything was a bit more simple. Union you can just use in any order you want if you do not mix distinct and all operation. It's clear. And even if you mix them, you should remember only last distinct in the sequence. Why? Because actually that last distinct turn everything previous intermediate result in a distinct form. And you can see it here. So I separately put intermediate result in the time of the last distinct for both examples. And you see the result is the same. For the server, naturally, the first is better because it contains less records. And the less records we operate, then it's faster. It's fit in memory, or just if it's the index there, it's faster for finding something in the index. So. And actually, this optimization made automatically, you do not do something to get it. It's just built in the server for a long time. But if we have a lot of operations, at least three, we have think about in which order they will be executed. According to standard, intersect has higher priority than union and accept, and union accept has the same priority. You can think about it as about mathematical operation, plus, minus, and multiplication. So union will be addition, accept subtraction, and intersect multiplication. And the priority of this operation will be the same as analogs. But in the Oracle, and in our Oracle mode also, union, accept, intersect has the same priority, so they execute it as they put in the query. But the result really depends on order of the execution. For example, here, if we first make union, the result will be 1, 2, 3, 4, and then intersect with 1, 3, we got 1, 3. But if, according to the rules, intersect will be executed first, we will get 3, 4, intersect, 1, 3, the result will be 3, and then union with 1, 2, we get 3. So 1, 2, 3. To enforce order what you need, you can use brackets around union or any table operation. So here in the first example, you see like additional brackets to get result what we want. And speaking about all these features, where we got them. So as I told, union was with us for a long time. It's somewhere in MySQL 3 probably. It appears, and Sinisha was author of it. In 10.1, Igor made optimization, so union all do not collect intermediate result in temporary table, just return it, because union all, okay, most time, if it's not ordered, do not need post-processing, so can just return rows to the client. In 10.3, I added accept distinct, intersect distinct, and default operation precedence. In 10.4, we together with Igor added support of brackets in table operation. Actually, now MySQL also has brackets in table operation, despite they have only the fact that they have only union operation. But okay, if you mix all and distinct, probably you will need it. And in 10.5, accept all and intersect all was contributed by Wayne Xie. I hopefully pronounced the name correctly. So in 10.5 you have everything. Now to use it more efficient, you should a bit know about internals. Standard way to look in internals of the server is explain extended combined with show warnings. Actually, you can use this command to get any query, to see any query, rewrite it how it look like rewrite it after optimization phase. And here result is a bit cryptic, but I especially for you rewrite it in with good indent and highlighting some features. So here we have except in brackets, and it moved it is to subquery in the from clause of some dummy select. So first select is untouched, and second turn to select with all brackets in the from Klaus. And dash underscore underscore 4 is the name of the table here, and 3 is the name of the column, because it's how server name column if you do not give a special name for it. So you can see that it could be expensive, it probably it is. So if you could write query so it will be executed in chain, it's better to do so. So when you execute queries in chain, the output will be actually exactly the same. And how query executes such chain? Actually, for whole chain, used only one temporary table, and it collects, like, accumulate intermediate result for operation. Then it could be filtered, it depends on operation. And then if there are global order by or something like this, it will be pseudo select, which then produce result, like final result. And for union, it's clear, union just add records to this temporary table, each select, and if there is a distinct, we use a unique constraint to just avoid duplicates in this table. And if distinct mixed with all, we are doing distinct part with unique constraint, and then switch it off, and which allow to add any records to the table, and you get correct result. Except distinct is not also complex. We just what should be except part just remove found row. So we use unique constraint as an index to find duplicate rows and remove them. Intersect distinct is a bit more complicated. It requires special hidden field where we mark rows on each path. So first select add records, and second marked found records. And then there is final path, which I mentioned the filtering, which filter only marked rows as a result. Union intersect except with all when they are combined in one chain is even more complicated. I'm a bit simplified the picture because it's quite complex. But in general, we use yet another hidden field, the duplicate counter, as well as unique constraint. So instead of adding two duplicates to the table, we just increase this duplicate counter or decrease it in case of except operation. And after that, of course, we need filtering paths which unfold these rows according to the duplicate count. So that's all what I wanted to tell you. Thank you for your attention.